Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'd only do that if they pay you.
Exactly. All right, let's do it. To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's hump day with Swanny and friends. And can you hear this? This is a professional studio. How awesome.
Is that?
It's just, whew, I don't know if we're not sure if we're meant to say where we are, so we won't say where we are. But
Dane can do his dream podcast of ASMR. You should hear him. Give us one. Go on. What? He loves it.
But here we are.
What?
Oh, you were going to slap that water.
Oh, no. But we're in company, so, you know.
Yeah.
It's being a gentleman.
Exactly.
But
the difference between friends today.
We're in a proper studio. We've got proper equipment. And it's just Technology City. And you and I watch for 5 minutes a day trying to work out how to put the earphones
on. He couldn't get the headphones on.
It's not as funny to people that are listening because you need the visual. But
yeah. It's still funny for us to look back on, though.
Yeah, well, you don't have to tell it to the world.
What should we do?
We've got very basic headphones at Swanee and Friends, and where we are today don't necessarily have the most basic of headphones, so he had trouble.
They were a bit tricky, but we should film this and put it on YouTube because people would have got a chuckle out of it.
We should do.
But
look, that's just
yeah,
they would see your new gear.
I know, I love it.
Yeah, the winter range, that'll be out after this on Sunday, I think.
Great, get your apparel, guys.
Mm. The only problem is it's blue, and with the mask, it sort of looks a bit
scrub-like. Possible scrubs. Yeah. Well, I'm in the right state for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's start with the obvious. And sometimes change is inevitable, and
yep,
something
change is good.
And you watch something and you think this is stinking up, it's got to go. So, what did you think of that Magda show last night?
Oh yeah, the weakest link. Seen that?
I have seen it. How do you feel about it?
It's rough.
What's rough about it?
Everything.
Okay. Did you like the game as a kid? Like, did you ever watch it as a kid?
Not really. Yes and no, but it's horrible.
Is it the way that Magda plays the character?
She's not great.
Yeah. I think.
But I don't want to bag Magda because
she's a great human.
No, I just don't want to get in trouble from the
woke warriors.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think it's hard for her because she had huge shoes to fill and it was so characterised, that role, prior to her with more acting.
So corny. The insults are horrible. Not horrible in a good way, horrible in a horrible
French
way. Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Does it feel very scripted? Because I've watched it.
Yeah.
It is very.
Yeah, which isn't really Australian TV, is it?
No, and you think.
No.
And you think Magda.
She's a comedian.
I was going to say, she's a comedian, so you think she would have some own jokes. And obviously every comic and comedian have their own writers and shows have their own writers that feed jokes in their ears, but they need some new writers or their new host, or they just need to scrap it. It's a very, very ordinary show, but I watched the whole thing.
What got you there? Is this, were you birthing? Chest feeding?
No. What was that on? We'd just watched the show on one of the many streaming things we have.
How many you got at the moment? All of them?
Yeah, everyone. Tate was asleep. In he slept Tate was asleep in the snoo in our room. So we were showering downstairs because we didn't want to wake him up. So Taylor was showering downstairs at the time, and I'm not allowed to watch, obviously, shows without her.
No.
Because then she's one in front, then I'm one in front, and then then it fucks up the whole dynamic of the house.
Absolutely.
So it was just, we just, Channel 7, must whatever channel, it must have been on while I put the Netflix or whatever on. So then I just turned that off and that was on. And
hooked.
I was just looking through my sports bet app for my multis today in the basketball, and it was just on. I was like, I'll give it 5 minutes because I do like testing myself with the quiz shows and like The Chase and Millionaire if they're on. I'll see if, how stupid or smart I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I couldn't cop it. But I watched the whole thing, so I figured that out.
So it's like on the building sites, I used to, when someone was arc welding, I would say, say, this is dangerous, look away. And it'd force you to look, wouldn't it? So it's a bit like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, this is fucking so
the contestants all laugh. Do you think they're laughing at her or with her?
All right, if you're probably there, it's probably a bit better because you're trying to win money and you're involved in the show. It's like going to a, you know, open mic night, going to a comedy show. Well, you're there, you're ready to laugh, so you kind of get involved in the show, but if it's on the telly, like, it's just fucking horrible. But yeah, The Weakest Link, that show's The Weakest Link on Channel 7 or whatever channel it's on.
Anything from your TV, channel Sam, 9, past week?
Oh god, I'm pregnant.
You're not allowed to leave the house at the moment, are you?
Not really.
No one's allowed to leave the house.
Well, that's my point. You know, like, it's normal at work.
I just finished The 100, which is 7 series long, and I know that they have to end series at some stage, but I wasn't overly impressed with the ending, but that's okay. And I just started a new one called Jupiter's Legacy, which is like
some shit shows.
Yeah, well, we've run out of things to watch. And do you know what Stephen said to me last night? Actually, he goes, "Oh, isn't it good that Dane got his idea across the board with the shuffle button?"
Yeah, well, I'm
so great, isn't it?
No royalties coming my way. That now Netflix have a shuffle button.
It's a really great concept.
Play something. Yeah, have you pressed it?
Yeah, we have.
What pop?
Well, we just did it for a bit of a novelty. We're like, oh, let's see what comes up. We have to, like,
does it go on like on your playlist, or does it go to something completely random or something geared to your likes?
Geared to your likes. So, obviously, going off an algorithm of what we've liked.
But it also, the shuffle buttons, but it also needs to shuffle shows. Like, if you put on Seinfeld or Friends, something where you don't need to follow it and you just can't be fucking making a decision. Just go to, like, your Friends or your sitcom or whatever it is, and then you hit shuffle and it just plays them all in different orders.
That might be the next update of Netflix.
But you've got, should be. You reckon it's weird if you bump into someone else's algorithm, don't you?
So weird.
Oh, mate, if you open up someone else's Netflix, like, it's so reading bizarre. In another language.
Yeah. Or if you glance at someone else's Facebook watch? Page.
You idiot, you loser.
So weird.
No, I haven't done that.
Or, like, in our family, we've got like 5 profiles with my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law. I've got one and our parents-in-laws. And so we know when Marty's been using our account, because I'm like, what the fuck's this on here? Like, random shows that we would never watch are like halfway through or have been added to my list. Like, Marty's definitely been
watching. Looking forward to Tate fucking up my algorithm.
All the kids shows.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't want to dare. You can have Louie and Octonaut. Press kids shows on my
There is
one.
A kids.
Yeah, like, he can have his own if he dares.
Are you ready for your first? It's not about you, Tate, talk?
No, it's never not going to be about me. What?
Nothing.
No.
How have you adjusted to not being number one?
Well, in my own head, I haven't had to.
Right, just wondering.
No, it's been a little tough.
I've got to ask now.
The little fuckers they're just relentless. Like, they just don't care if you're tired or you're hungover or
they don't wear a watch.
There's a minute to go into basketball and they're screaming. And I'm like, I'm going to outweigh and Taylor's like, fucking get him. He's crying. I go, well, you can wait a minute.
And does he?
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I was like, oh, for the betterment of my relationship, I better go get him. So then I have to pause it or record it. Then I have to go look after him. Then, like, shut up for 5 seconds, mate. Just game's close or 5 minutes to go here, or I'm hungry. My toast is burning or my Uber Eats is on the way or something like that. But they do not care, Sam. So.
No. So you're detecting selfishness in him.
He is, yeah. He's got that from his mother, obviously.
I was going to say. Who did he pick that trade up from?
He's got that from his mum.
Just a wild guess.
Oh, yeah. I
got his injections yesterday, so he's a bit of a pain in the ass.
How'd you go with that?
He's a bit sore and not feeling great.
I didn't get him, so they were fine.
Did you take him?
Yeah. He didn't walk up there himself, Ralph. He's 17 weeks
maybe
old.
Maybe Taylor did it by herself while an NBA game was on?
I had to record the game.
The first Philly game got close, but the second game was a blowout anyway, so it didn't matter. And I'd lost my first leg, so I couldn't give a fuck about the second game. No, it was all right. It's 17-week injections. He obviously cried a little bit when he got it done.
Did you cry? That's what Ralph's getting
when
at.
When I get my injections.
Thank you,
quite,
Sam.
It's quite
Thank
emotional
you.
Seeing
I got my flu jab the other week. I didn't cry.
No, when Tate got his needles.
I welled up, but I'm fucking quite painful.
Not you. When Tate got his injections, how did you
See,
feel?
See, you lost him. Not you. And he just went,
oh. Yeah. no, he was all right. He, like, two at one time, they jammed him in there and then... Like, it's weird. It takes like half a second to realise he's been jabbed, yes. And then the tears come. But he was pretty good. Taylor started feeding him straight away, and then he toughed it out. He's obviously got my toughness.
Yeah. And just one more time, how were you when he got the...
Well, once again, Sam, I was fine. I didn't get the jab. I got a lollipop from the doctor, and then that was fine.
I'm going to be a right mess.
A balloon?
Pardon?
A balloon?
Yeah. Walked out with a lollipop and balloon and I was good to go. So I was fine.
Tate.
Well, Taylor had to look after him when I got home.
When you got home, Taylor had to look after him.
No, me.
Well, you had to look
after
him.
I was on the couch, hot water bottle.
Have you used the phrase yet to mates, I've got to babysit, even though you're just being a dad?
Don't.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Can't come on babysitting. Fathers do not babysit their own children.
What do they do then?
They parent them.
Look
it's
after
their
them.
Child.
It's the same thing.
But if a guy goes, oh, I've got to babysit my kids, you're a fucking flog, mate.
Why?
Because it's your child.
Doesn't matter.
You're not babysitting.
Yes, I am.
You're fathering.
He's a baby.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And I'm sitting there. Sometimes standing. Maybe I'm baby standing.
Baby.
Baby lounging.
It's not. It shouldn't be allowed. Leave.
I'm doing it for free, so there's...
Exactly.
Well, exactly. It should be lucky.
You haven't whacked an invoice into Taylor yet?
Not yet. It's coming, though.
It'll go down well, I'm sure.
Have you got any inappropriate in your head just for years to come in you as well, Sam? Shows you want to watch with your kids? I had a little breakthrough the other day.
I think by the time the shows are out now, when he's old enough to watch TV, they'll look horrendous because they're so far... Outdated. Like, you watch shows 10 years ago now, you're like, oh, fuck, that's horrible.
Yeah.
So, Seinfeld's not obviously classics, but, I haven't thought that far ahead yet.
That's when you go through it. Yeah,
I've been thinking NBA, about it, but not necessarily with shows. Like, you know when you used to be in the car as a kid and mum and dad would sing along to their songs? Like, I'm a massive Nicki Minaj fan, and there's not many clean versions of her songs, so I can't wait to be rapping out some spitting bars to a Nicki Minaj filthy song and my... You know, six-year-old being like...
Bit of WAP, is that there?
Bit of WAP, I think that's
You just did another language to me at the moment.
WAP, yeah. Wet ass.
The whole Nicki Minaj, all that.
I think WAP stands for wet ass pussy.
It does.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm. we won't call the show that one.
What? I think that's what it stands for, doesn't it?
Correct, yeah.
I think she's got a wet ass pussy,
What
Ralph.
Does WAP stand for? I don't think they'll be that over the podcast. No.
Well, it might do. It'll... cause conversation.
Well, I'd love to see you doing karaoke, just some whap and twerking and stuff like that.
Goodness me.
You'd be
more your Boz Gags or Fleetwood Mac. Well,
you never know.
Well, I watched Stripes with my son.
Shit, that's
old. 15. Yeah.
You enjoy it?
Well, that was my sort of thing when I was tail. It was all right until the he's got more standards than me until the was it John Candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, the John Candy mud wrestling scene with the four chicks.
Have you watched sex scenes with your son yet?
How's that?
Why'd you put yet on that? No, and no intention.
It's going to come out one time.
Well, like if you actually sit on the couch watching a movie or something.
Oh, yeah. There's where the inappropriate stuff comes. Well, yeah. Borat was the one.
So awkward.
And
did you laugh or do you get embarrassed that your child's there? Or do you just enjoy it or you go, fuck, I can't believe he's watching the same thing that I'm watching?
Yes, and worse with the daughter.
Yeah, how old's your daughter?
13.
Yeah, wow.
And she's an old 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So you're not enjoying the movie, you're just sweating because your child's watching this and you're watching it together? Or do you just laugh or do you acknowledge it and say, do you know what he's doing to her, Ralph? Do you know, son? Do you know what he's doing to her?
Do you know what that move's called? Look it up in the dictionary.
Yeah, I know. It's a dirty raccoon.
raccoon. It'd be worse if you're sitting there watching Ralph. It and he comes out and goes, "Hey, isn't that the dirty Dane?"
Yeah. It's a dirty Scotty, I think.
Remember those science experiments where the kerosene tin would just. That's my brain watching it with the kids.
It's so fun. Awkward. I remember.
As a Mrs. Coppet.
We're the same. We just sort of look at each other and just go.
Hurry up, get past. Yeah.
How embarrassing.
But the last Borat movie, have you guys seen that?
Have you seen the most recent one?
Yeah.
No.
Wow, there's an inappropriate scene or two in that to watch as an adult by yourself.
With your teenage kids. I remember being a kid back in the day when you used to record things on VCR.
Yes.
And the people in the property behind us, I used to have horse lessons from them. And I used to get to borrow.
Dad used to give me horse lessons too, but different types.
Well, I used to borrow each week after my horse lessons, I'd go in and choose a video that I could borrow.
Yes.
And watch it throughout the week. And there used to be a game show on called Total Recall when I was a kid, and I used to bloody love it. And I'd pretty much gone through their, collection of VCRs at the time. So I was like, oh, I'll watch Total Recall. I love this game show. And I put it on, and it was one that hadn't been rewound all the way to the beginning, and it was about halfway through. And Total Recall is a movie from maybe the 80s or 90s.
Yeah. Arnie, isn't it?
And there's a sex scene in that, and I put it on and the volume was up and I pressed play and it came on to this sex scene right in front of my little brother. Mum and Dad were like, "What have you brought home from this horse riding lesson?" And it was very awkward, and I've never pressed stop quicker in my entire life, and I went red and I was embarrassed and it was awful. And I didn't realise that was also a movie with sex scenes in it.
Did we ask Sam Newman about that one with Fred Cook? That's the best ever.
Yeah, it's good one. It's a good story.
Won't spoil it, but anyway. So you haven't been able to give back? In lockdown?
I haven't.
But I saw it's one. A shame. I saw one. Did you give a lot?
When? What was this?
Well, promoting your friend's hairdressing salon.
Listen, I was, I felt bad that I hadn't done any charity work for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks. So,
what a guy.
So I thought I'd get out there, and Timmy, he's cut me out for forever. I think, not that I would, but has anyone broken up with a hairdresser? I think it'd be like.
Yeah, it's horrendous. It'd
be like. Breaking up with a partner. Well, hey, mate, I don't particularly care about my hair. I just, when it gets stupidly long or long for me, I just go and get a haircut. So I'm not one who gets a haircut every 4 days like a couple of people I know. But
any names?
No. I think telling a hairdresser you don't want to see him anymore would be quite hard to do.
Or when they leave you. Mine left after 6 years. She moved to the Gold Coast.
Just because of you.
No, she left for other reasons, but I felt like I was being broken up with and I wasn't ready for the relationship to end. And then I had to find someone else and it was not a great experience.
Yeah, it could be a stressful time getting your hair cut because I was usually just like, just cut it wherever you like. And then, how's that look? Yeah, good. You're like, don't cut that. Fuck that short sitting there. How's that, mate? Yeah, it looks great. Yeah, thank you. You're like, oh, fucking hell. Walk and leave out of there and just wear a hat for the next 3 weeks, which I do anyway. Yeah. But no, he cuts it really well. So I was in there yesterday, mate. I was due, and I thought if we do ease restrictions, today's Wednesday, obviously, if you're listening to this, the 15th or 16th.
Everywhere in the world.
Yep. So, yeah, if we do ease restrictions, I thought I'll be giving back this weekend. So, thought I'd spruce myself up and have a haircut.
And Bogan from the Burbs question, I never see influencers take a selfie of them using their FPOS card at these places. When they're paying on the way out the door.
You can't. Yeah.
Is that against the law? the regulations?
Identity theft's a very big thing, Ralph.
Very true.
Okay. Yeah. So we don't want
just credit, in case.
You don't want credit cards,
In the photograph.
It's how Pop Smoke died,
What?
He's put up on his Instagram and stuff, like when he was traveling, his luggage and had his address where he was going or something on his luggage or whatever, and then they went and killed him. So
tragic.
RIP, Pop Smoke. Yeah.
Hey Sam, so we're always after a rort and a little earner here and there. And on this topic, do you know now it's extra for a proper blow dryer? With chicks.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
something.
Blow
else
dry.
Is that what you're calling it?
Well, The
a proper one. What's an unproper one?
Blow dry, I said.
Pardon?
Dry, as in
I don't know what
when they dry your hair. At
blow dry?
Yeah.
A blow wave?
Blow wave.
Yes.
You now pay extra for that.
Correct. I wouldn't, but you do.
To dry your hair?
Yeah, they charge you to dry your hair.
What's that?
Oh, they've got to make money. Dane, nothing's for nothing. They're like, should we just, like, we're drying it off today? And in your head, you've got to go, fuck, that's an extra $60. I'm right.
$60?
Well, depending on where you go.
This is Jesus. The door I want David.
I'm going to open up a blow drying salon.
A what?
Well, if they pay me enough, put some knee pads on and give it a go.
You could probably charge a bit more than $60 for those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Gargle and.
So, Dane, how's the past week been for the Pies, do you think? Yeah, so and we were just thrown last week, for those who didn't hear it, we're rounding off our footy tipping and then you being the news hound.
Absolutely. Yeah, mate, listen, I'm always sniffing for a new story. And the sad thing is, Ralph, obviously we talked after it, and both our multis won.
Yes.
Yes, I think mine paid $37, my multi. Yeah, so mine was
58.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we rode the card. So very disappointed. And I did tip Collingwood. I told you Collingwood were going to be immoral. But it's been a big week. Dead set, and Nathan said it himself, felt like he died. Like he retired 15 years ago as a player. No other coach gets the send-off he has, has he? But, you know, well-deserved, I guess. But the strange thing is, if you had a fucking coach like that for the last 13 weeks, he still have his job.
Mm. Now, what do you think? I asked Stephen this question when the cameras went on Nathan Buckley and there was a couple of seconds left. What do you think was going through his mind? Because he had a little wry smile on his face.
Knowing Nathan, he probably was still stressing about the 2 seconds were left in the game. but it's Melbourne were very unfortunate. They'd run into the Collingwood all that. But, I think Crispy said it after the game that, you know, felt like a weight was lifted off his shoulders during the week and the boys sort of relaxed and, you know, enjoyed themselves during the week. Now, I'm not sure whether he meant it like that, but, you know, like, so that's, is that saying that they haven't been enjoying themselves and, like, there was walking around the footy club was tense and stuff like that? So I think the boys, you know, you can always get up for one game, which they obviously did, and maybe Melbourne were flat or just run into like a side that were up and about. But it wasn't much of a change. But when you allow the Pies to the boys to actually play with a little bit of flair, and not so much flair, but just you know, freedom and do what they want, and wasn't a huge change, but just that subtle changes every now, just 3 or 4 times a quarter, 5 times a quarter, just a handball off half back or kicking through the middle of the ground. And the one thing I thought that they didn't do, which made a huge difference, they didn't, the first probably 6 weeks, they just, they kept turning the ball up over off half back. You can rip it, it doesn't matter if it doesn't make a sound.
Sam was carefully moving the microphone, forgetting that you clear your throat every
exactly.
week.
Exactly. So they turn the ball over in the forward half instead of the back half, yes. Which makes a fucking huge difference. Instead of kicking the ball straight back to the opposition on our back 50, yeah, someone would run, get a handball, kick through the middle handball, and then they'd run it to the middle of the ground, then kick along. If they turned it over there, at least they were turning it over in our 50 and we had the chance to defend the ground for
so
it.
So in very simple terms for simple people like me, you're either 50 metres from goal or you're 120 metres from goal.
Exactly. So we'd rather them have the ball on their 50-metre line or in our back pocket. So it made a huge difference, and I don't know why they wouldn't have played like that for the whole year. Like I've said on here every time about the Pies, so I'd much rather see them fail 4 or 5 times by taking the game on and trying to give that handball and trying to hit that kick in the middle than playing it safe and chipping it around backwards 4 or 5 times, losing ground, then trying to hit one and turning over or kicking it down the line. Then Melbourne's not opposition pressing up the ground and we're kicking along to a 3-on-2. They mark and kick it straight back in their forward line. And I think, like, look at Geordie, look at the lease on life it felt like he had, because you can play with what made you a good player. Because all these young kids get drafted because they're good footballers and they have their own skill and they have their own unique talent and the way they play a game, not because they're robots and they move from spot to spot when they've got the ball or they mark it in the back pocket kick it sideways five times and then make it a contest down the line. So, yeah, so I don't know whether it's a bad thing that Bucks wouldn't have let them play like that all year, or so it's just weird to me that the time where he knows he's got nothing to lose that he lets them play like that, when if he had to let them play like that all year,
so you've got no doubt there was a different style of play on Monday.
Fucking Stevie Wonder could have said, and even though I've got my doubts that he's blind, I've heard some stories that he's actually not blind. I've heard some stories.
Which columnist will take that one out of context then?
Oh, God.
I have. Well, he's apparently, yeah, I've heard some stories.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But
9/11 happened.
Yes, so I know that one, but Stevie's may not be.
Okay.
Blind.
A refreshing beverage here in the middle.
So yep. What was the question? Forgot.
You've got no doubt it wasn't improved player personnel over the last two or three weeks, and it was
who came in? We haven't had Brody for 2 weeks.
Jamie. Elliot, yeah. 2 weeks.
Yeah, we haven't had Brody.
Yep.
So I've had Jamie, and Brody's the highest paid player. But, it's a little bit of that, but a little bit they've just had the ability to take the game on. I think when you enjoy yourself out there and you actually enjoy playing and running around, that it shows what happens.
Yep.
I think the game plan definitely improved. Listen, the SCG might have helped because it's such a small ground.
That's why I'm kicking myself over.
Yeah.
For the punt.
Yeah.
Because it was always going to be a shutdown sort of game.
Yeah, so maybe the small ground helps so they don't get – it's easier to move the ball forward so you can't really chip the ball around at halfback because there's nowhere to chip it because the ground's small. So you need that one handball. Once you get a handball off halfback, you can kick the ball 55 metres and you're fucking inside 50. So maybe they tweaked the game because of the dimensions of the ground. Who knows? But Bucks isn't there anymore, so it'd be interesting to see what game shape they take. I definitely think if they had have, even for the fans, I think the fans were getting pissed off and upset because of the way the ball was being moved. Like the young sides, if you see some hope and you see some talent, like I've said, from the young fellas who take the game on, move the ball, you know, I'd rather see the bloke get caught holding the ball three times, trying to do something with it, than just go back over the mark, wait 8 seconds, kick it sideways or kick it long down the line. You know, give a handball, take it on, and then you might get caught three times, but then the fourth time he gets through, you go, fuck, you know, he's got a little bit of something. So that's my thoughts on it. But, listen, they played some good footy. It's not often a coach is 2-0 and then he gets sacked, wins his last two against the best side in the league. And, Adelaide adjust, but they better decide it was fucking horrible on the weekend. But
we'll get to that.
Yeah. Graham was a fitting way he went out. It's the second time a Collingwood Legends farewell AFL in the SCG. So.
I'll get that.
Pardon? What?
I don't even know where you played your last game, but I know that comment was about yourself.
What do you mean?
Did you play your last game on the SCG?
Well, if you don't know, Sam, you shouldn't be in this podcast. Just saying, it's the second time the SCG's farewell to Collingwood legend.
Fucks. It wasn't Lou Richards.
No.
Let me think.
I have a nufty question for you both.
They're the best
Perhaps
ones.
It's an easy answer, however, I'm unsure why. Why does the AFL play on different size grounds different games. Like basketball's always the same size court. You know what I mean? Hockey's the same size field.
Yeah, it's not standard.
So why is there not a standardized size for an AFL football oval? Do we know this?
I think it's one of those couldn't be fucked putting them in.
Right.
In that when the game first started, we're playing here and we were playing there and everyone goes, oh, well, isn't just make it about that big.
Well, I'd say cricket was before us, so I'd probably say
yes.
We play out.
That's true. Cricket hasn't got standardised grounds either.
AFL was a pastime the cricketers played in the winter to keep themselves fit.
Oh, Dane with the knowledge.
Yes.
So, you're nearly Jeffrey Blady here.
I don't know who Jeffrey Blady is, but he must be a smart man. So you would imagine they just played on cricket ovals. So blame cricket for – but I like the uniqueness of having different ovals. It gives Sydney a home ground advantage. Perth a home ground advantage.
It gives you a chance to say, as if I'd be ever fucking playing at Cairns like you did last
week. Yeah, exactly. So, well, listen, I'm happy to go play on that stadium if you want me to do some charity work. Yeah, up there. I'm quite happy to. But yeah, it's just the uniqueness of our game.
Right.
And the stadium's obviously, so that's why.
Bit of fun. And now you can say things that you're not saying against or about the Collingwood coach because he's not the Collingwood coach at the moment. Yeah. Mm. So I've written this down. Tell me just from afar. I've seen you in the same room as Nathan once, which was at SEN, and you both made each other laugh.
I'm a very funny
and you
man,
didn't right? say anything. Well, exactly. And then that Collingwood video that you did again giving Solid back earlier this year when you interviewed him.
Yep.
So. You both respect this is me as an observer. I'm going to say three things you tell me if I'm right. You both respect each other. You both have shit each other over the journey, but you both make each other laugh because you're totally different people to each other. How close is that?
Yeah, absolutely. respect everyone. I don't know why people. But I've never had a problem with Bucks, and I've said this a million times. Yeah. So we've disagreed on a lot of things related to football and how. He sacked all my friends, and if I was going shit house, he probably would have got rid of me. But the fans probably would have burnt the joint down if they had sacked me. I'm probably sure he probably tried to trade me, but I didn't really cause any headaches on the field in the training. Like I might have caused them away from the footy club on weekends and that for the footy club. But
liberal use of might there.
Might, well, might, yeah.
You did.
Yeah, maybe that was more for the football department trying to put out spotfires for me. But as in actual football, I didn't really cause me any headaches or argue back. I was just, I was a player, I was paid to play. So I just, now this game day that I might have, maybe not have done the team thing all the time or defensively running, but you don't win Brownlows and all Australians fucking running defensively. So. might have argued about game plans and but I was never, he might have a different opinion, but I wasn't a nuisance, so to speak, and always back chatting and fucking arguing when I was at training. I just did what I told and got out of there. Might not have done everything completely to the level that Scott Pendlebury did, but I knew what I needed to do to get myself right. And, fact, Pendles win in the middle too. I should have seen that coming. Collingwood into Pendles win in the middle would have been about $15-16 bucks. So I think he cut me off on the podcast right before I said that. But yeah, now listen, Graham, I'm sure he's obviously a brilliant media performer. He's going to not have a problem getting another job. Now, whether he coaches again, who knows? But
just on that point, everyone's saying about he's going to get a media job. And he obviously will, and he obviously is a brilliant media performer. They're not paying that great.
Yeah.
So if he wants money.
That's why I'm here.
Correct. There's not many big dogs who get paid serious. If you went back 20 years, whoever, Gary and Derm at Channel 9 as the main footy commentary guys, and Sam and Ed and all that, there's not those type of money outside of maybe Jared and Robbo. There you go. How many games did they combine to play?
Zero, I'm pretty sure.
So,
But yeah, listen, he'll it'll be fine. He obviously is a big, big shoes to fill with Nathan going. But listen, the club did need a new voice. It was stale. Now you can say about game plans and that, but where they should have been more attacking from the start. But I think, and he won't be the last change. I wouldn't imagine. Yeah. I think there'll be a fairly big clean out. And this is just my opinion. I don't know. But, yeah, the players needed a new voice. They needed someone else to listen to with fresh ideas. He's been there long. He's very, very unlucky that they didn't win it in 18, but they didn't.
Life's full of that. Life's full of sliding door moments. And
exactly. And, like, you know, realistically, Collingwood winning a flag in the next couple of years, it doesn't appear to be. They may very well indeed. They might prove me wrong, but they're probably 2-3 years away at least from getting there. Now, that means Bucks has got to be around for another 5.
And that's what's in the end is made the decision, probably for both parties.
Yeah, exactly. So, looking forward, I don't know if you've got any questions who's going to coach them. I have no fucking idea. I don't think anyone does.
Are you available?
I'm available. Mm-hmm. We'd probably win just as many games, but we'd have a lot more fun. So we'd be a destination club once again, let me tell you. You're going to have the full support of the board pretty quickly. But, I would like to go back there at some capacity. Not if I was ever going to go back there, I would probably only do it, like, one day a week, like, during the preseason or something like that. As the head coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, I would go back and, like, give my time for a price. Like
Wayne Carey style.
Yeah, you go, well, fuck the duck, mate. He was unbelievable, mate.
He'd be a culture ambassador.
His beamer was scooting out the car park before we got off the track. I've seen him 3 times for the year. He's on $100,000. That's why I'm kind of spewing Ed's still not the president, because the one person would have got me a gig like that would have been Ed. I don't know many of them too well down there now, so. But, like, I would honestly go back, like, one day a week, like, to help out the young fellas with some midfield stuff, and then I think it'd be easy. I think it'd be easy to go and help them. I know what I'm doing.
When you say about all the structures and too often players that have that coach out of them, do you think there's actually room for someone like yourself to actually coach players away from the structures side of the game and how to enjoy it?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And I'm not talking about off-field. I'm genuinely talking about both. Yes.
But, but yeah, of course. You all need little tricks in your kit bag to be able to work your way around a stoppage and stuff like that. I think I could do it with standing on my head, but, you know, who's going to employ me?
Naked whilst breastfeeding.
That's it. Yeah. Chest feeding.
Chest feeding.
We'll go to our people here via our instant story from Splash Log, from our in-depth conversation. Does a straw have two holes or one?
Oh, great question.
Straw? It's got two.
You'd have to say two.
Yeah, it does. It's got two entry points.
A lot of.
Yeah, I'll go with two. It's a hard question to answer, but yes.
It's quite easy. Cut it in half. It's got four.
From Blake.
Math science. Yes.
For Sam.
Is this my brother? What's his last name?
Blake Cook?
No. Good.
For Sam, would you rather your baby
come... Do you think your brother's the only person in the world named Blake?
No, but he's like... it wouldn't surprise me if he wrote in some awkward question for me. Yes?
For Sam, would you rather your baby coming out looking like Ralph with Dade's personality or looking like Dade with Ralph's personality? You're looking for option C, aren't you?
Wow. Do I get a say in this?
No, you got to answer the question.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you can. Oh. We're not going forward till you answer this question. Well, we're going to sit here in silence all day until you answer this question.
Can I plead the fifth?
No.
Do you want a midget who can play for me with my with Dane's personality? No, hang on. Anyway.
I've seen Dane on my couch on a weekend at about 4 o'clock, five, probably 7 o'clock in the morning. So I would take Ralph's personality for that aspect.
Okay. Look like me and Ralph's personality.
But hang on, whose football skills, like whose skills and brains?
Looks like me and Ralph's personality, so I guess it's Ralph's brain.
Okay. Ralph's brain, your football skills.
From Mickey.
It's not Build-A-Bear here.
Where's the Bella discount code? Hashtag nothing's for nothing.
The Bella, well, if you sign up to our mailing list, to bellaapparel.com, you will get a discount code before we release winter,
Oh, it's this Sunday.
Do you ever stop giving?
But you know what? Just for the people on this podcast, I might set up a discount code.
And we'll put it out via Insta.
No, I'll put it out via here.
Yeah.
No, on here, so you have to listen to it. And then you can write it there. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. All right. From B. Christie, from Swanee, could the bye be coming at a worse time for Collingwood on a roll?
No, well, the best. Well, it's actually coming at a perfect time because Jordy copped a week, so he'll be back to play next week.
Great.
Week suspension.
Yeah.
No, it's not like the concussion rule. What? You actually have to miss a game.
No, he didn't. He's got a week around. You got a week suspension. So it means he's ineligible this week. So he'll play next week, which is great. But that's probably coming at a good time actually, because Banger is going to be able to have 2 weeks to put his imprint on the team, and fuck knows whether he's going to completely. It would be interesting to see how much he thinks Bucks' game plan was good. Because if he comes out with the same game plan, he obviously likes him. He obviously thinks that's the way to go. But if he goes, fuck that, let's completely change it up. He obviously thought Bucks' game plan was shit. Was just a yes man until he got the ass.
How hard is it for players midway through a season to lose a coach and have to adjust to new game plans?
Well, I think if the game plan's a good one, opposed to a shit one, I think it'll be quite easy. Well, if they go out there and go, righto, boys, we're going to obviously defend the way we defend, but when you get the ball, use your instincts and play on instincts and give that handball an overlap and get everyone involved and like use the ball off half back and go for your kicks. And once you get a kick, get IQ or some speed off half back and handball it and run over, you know, things like that. So,
do I read that, Sam?
Yes.
Andrew. Is his name Andrew?
No. Why give me a look?
No, I'm not showing you. Don't.
You can read it. He's a fucking idiot.
So.
He wanted some ASMR, Dane, from me.
Oh, okay, yes.
But not some clean ASMR.
Okay, some dirty.
Some stinky. Sound.
So we've got two questions here about who should coach Collingwood next year. Is your official answer? I don't think
anyone does. If I did, yeah. I wouldn't be telling anyone because I'd be loading up on all the betting agencies. I knew I did. But to answer your question, the game plan is very, because they're robots, the players, and if they get told to do something, they will. So, yeah, I hope that he comes in with a game plan that lets the boys attack instead of defend, because he's got, well, he's, I guess he's, would he be putting in his coaching? Banger can't get the coaching role, I don't think. I think he's too close to the, he's been too close to the sun for too long.
Well, if they.
Unless they go 10-0 or something like that.
Well, if they want to look like they're making change.
Yeah.
They won't.
Exactly. So, then they're saying that. Now, that's where the Banger is putting, this is like a job interview for 10 weeks for any other job. So whether he.
Yes, that's the point.
So whether he wants to keep games close and he gets nervous about his game plan and wants to fucking slow it down, or he just lets the boys go, righto, you know, go out there, have some fun for the last 10 weeks, enjoy yourself, take the game on, use your skills, use your instinct. You're all good players. Fucking show us why you're good players. If you like to take hangers, you like to jump, do it. If you like to run and step people and ball people, do it. If you like to run and kick long, yeah. If your go is just to defend, turn around and kick it sideways, you don't have that ability. We'll play like that and start to learn each other, how each other plays, because it'll help you in good stead. Hopefully he does that. If he tightens the walls and makes everyone go back into the shells, well, fucking what's been learnt? Nothing. So, yeah.
The other angle for him too is it'll be good for him to be front and centre in the media.
Well, that's the big thing for Bang. I think that was what he struggled with early on. He's obviously got an unbelievable football brain. We all know about how great he was on the field. When he first got to the club, he really struggled talking to the group. Like,
did he?
Yeah, fell over his words and just was very ordinary talking in front of a group. And that was his downfall. And obviously, I think he got trained and that got a lot better, and obviously was 100 times better when I left. Now I'm assuming he's obviously improved 5 years on from then.
Yes.
But I think that's where... That'll be the tipping point with him getting a job, I think, is how he speaks to the players and how he can motivate a group and stuff like that.
That's really interesting you say that. And I don't mean that in a sarcastic way at all, because as a player, that was the same thing. He was always a quiet, reserved guy, and, you know, remember doing interviews with him after, and he'd just be all line length. And I think actually that's why when people talk about the greats of the era, it's like Hurd, Bucks, Voss, he's as good as any.
Oh, absolutely.
But because he's sort of that, hasn't got that media in front persona and didn't play in a premiership, that's probably.
Yeah, so that was a thing where he had to grow the most.
Yep.
And he certainly did from when he first walked in the door.
Yep. Which would have been what, 2012 or something?
Something like, fuck out. Mate, he can't be talking to preschoolers, let alone like footballers. Well, but obviously had an unbelievable brain, but just. Knew what he wanted to say, just couldn't get it across.
Yes.
And I think he's obviously developed that skill. And now when I left in 2016, it was much better. So I'm assuming 5 years on, it's much better now. So, so when he applied for jobs early on, you're like, well, he's not getting it. But now, from what you hear, he's obviously done an amazing job in building himself up, and he very well may be ready. I'm not sure it's Collingwood, so I'd be shocked if Robert Harvey gets a Collingwood job just purely on the fact that he's been too close to Bucks for so long. They've probably got very similar game plans, but they don't lose another game for the rest of the year. The fuck do you not give it to him? You know what I mean? So that'll be in the proof will be in the pudding. But who gets the job? Oh, mate, anyone's guess is as good as mine. It's either you get a – well, obviously you either get a big-name coach who can deal with the pressure of being at Collingwood because it is the toughest coaching job in the land, or you get like a young – untried coach, like not obscurity, but like an assistant coach who, you know, not many people talking about to help grow the young list with the young list so they can develop together. Because I would imagine if you get a Ross Lyon or a Paul Ruse, Isaac Clarkson, fans are going to expect success immediately.
Yes.
You know, maybe not next year, but we've got the best coach and we're paying him a fucking fortune. He's a genius. We want success immediately. If you get a young kid, or not a kid, if you get like a young assistant or something. Yeah, first time. Coach. You go, righto, let's give him a couple of years to mould into who he is, and then that gives the club a bit of leeway. You go, listen, we've brought on a young coach. Don't expect anything for a couple of years. He's going to develop. They're going to grow together as a group. And then in 2020, what are we now, 2021? Yeah, it's in 2024, we're going to expect success. So that's the way they'll have to weigh it up and figure it out. Unfortunately, they didn't ask me to be on the – on the coaching committee panel. Like,
you're not a subcommittee type of guy?
Well, I was a bit surprised that I didn't get nominated for Carlton's. Like Jeff Walsh, Pavlich.
Yeah, and a businessman, Lowe, I think Lowe is his
surname. Yeah, and no Swan, so I was very disappointed. Do you have a paid gig?
I don't know. I would assume there'd be a little stipend in it for you.
Do you think
Jeff Walsh would be directing his feedback?
Yeah, he had the shotgun out a couple of times, mate. He carried that around quite regularly at Collingwood. Yeah, so, yes. I don't think Carlton probably want to hear it.
From Nelson, Ralphie, what's going on with the D's?
Well, I think we're still on top of the ladder last time I checked. But
just going into a buzzsaw on a weekend,
exactly,
mate.
Yeah. Exactly.
Only as good as your last game, so technically Collingwood are the best side in the league.
No doubt. similar question from someone else. This is a good point. From Ben Spiteri. Did Swanee get a patch of grass from his life-threatening injury at the SCG?
No, I was quite disappointed that I didn't get that. No, I didn't. I'd like one, though.
Would you?
Yes, I would.
It's not the same grass anymore, though, is it? So you can't even
just
patch that in now.
Just some fake shit. I don't care. Yeah. Yeah.
From Brendan. Sam, FYI, Triple M are playing your Rapid Tune ads.
I'm going to...
Emoji, cash, cash, cash.
Let's not... They don't pay. They do not pay. They still owe me money from years ago.
What do you mean?
I'll follow them up.
What do you mean?
They don't pay me.
Would you do it for free?
No, they had a 12-month talent release form and it's been about 3 years and they're still running.
Do you have a manager or anything?
I'm self-managed.
So why don't you...
I've been following up with them for 3 years.
And well, they just keep giving you the runaround?
Yep. Literally. So we don't name their name on this podcast.
Okay. We should name... Do you know who's the person? Who's the boss? Let's name them and shame them.
Yeah, I do know them, but no, because I'd still like to be paid at some stage.
Can you take them to court? Is it worth fighting for? Or
it's a couple of grand, I guess.
We touched on this last week from
tight
Nick.
Asses.
Arseholes.
But we'll just go again. Is Dane in training to fight Noodles Brown later in the year? That would be Nathan Brown. That
they call him Noodles.
They call him Noodles on his arms, I think.
No, I'm not in. I'm in training to stay afloat in football. So I trained yesterday. Body actually feels pretty good. Trained last night, but it feels good for the first time since that Tassie game. Actually, I feel completely normal.
That's great. You're back.
But no. Listen, I'm sure I'll break it on here if I do. But I'm at the moment. You have to ask Liam Pickering. So someone message him because he doesn't speak to me.
He's your manager's manager.
Yeah. So yeah. Pitch. Yeah. So but. But I've only heard those rumors just like everyone else. So I haven't actually been officially asked. So. And so it's a no until I sign a contract here otherwise. But and like we've all mentioned, nothing's for nothing. So, but as we stand here today, no, I'm not fighting anyone anytime soon.
Three to go from Chris. In 20 years, Collingwood had one president and two coaches. Now it's a bloodbath all in 1 year. There is change happening, isn't there?
Well,
fair to say.
you know, no one lasts anywhere forever.
Yep.
And as
what do you think of Paul? Sorry, on that topic, but what do you think of Paul Lekeria coming out and being very honest and open as he is about he wanted Ed to stay, and possibly the Geelong game was what eventually caused change to happen.
Well,
coaching-wise.
I think anyone who watched that Geelong game realised that, you know, and the Port game. I think it was Port game before that or after it. I think they were they concurrent.
I think so.
They were two of the worst. Well, the one at Freo Gold Coast wasn't pleasant on the weekend, but I was on the right side of it, so it was quite easy for me to watch. But they were two of the worst games you'll ever see, those two Collingwood games. And I think every even the greatest Nathan Buckley supporter and Collingwood love would have went. And I guess people tell by their wallets not coming to the footy. That was it. That's a giveaway. When you're not coming to the footy, and Collingwood fans have been all through my time, whether we're going shit house or bad, you know shit house or good, you're getting 60 plus, a decent day, you're getting 60 plus thousand, no matter who we're playing, just because of how passionate and amazing and loyal the Collingwood fans are. But when you're getting 15,000, 20,000 to a Collingwood game, you know, and I think that's when the board went, well, fuck, well, we've lost everyone here, so that's probably the tipping point, which is fair enough. But yeah, Liquor is extremely honest and open about it, and is what it is. But yeah, I thought it was a great read.
Two to go from Jonty. Where will Dane be before Origin 2 so I can get a selfie with him?
I'll be up there.
You're confident he can leave the stadium?
Oh, well, technically, if do you reckon we'll be able to?
Hopefully.
Where will I be? Well, I don't know. I'm playing a game up there. I'm meant to be up there on the Saturday. I'm meant to be up there on the Friday, but I guess I actually never really been out in Brisbane, so I don't know, but isn't there like a big street where everyone goes and has a drink before the game? I'm not technically sure. So the answer is I've got fucking no idea. But
we got that.
But I'll be up there. But I'll be no up idea. There. Hopefully I'll be up there. Looking for some charitable tickets too, if anyone wants to give them up.
Exactly. And from Parker, can Dane please start a petition to get Neil Danaher Australia of the Year?
Well, yeah, brilliant man.
Order of Australia, didn't he?
Did he get Order of
Australia? Hopefully that they give it to him before it's too late. You know, you don't want to say it posthumously, is that how you say that? Because that'd be great and all, but you know,
he deserves to be here.
Yeah, and yeah, deserves to be. And not that he does it for the recognition, obviously, but just to be able to, you know, recognise him while he's still here would be incredible, because he obviously has transcended AFL. Now he's much bigger than just Melbourne or Essendon or, you know, the Dreamtime, the big freeze at the G. So, he. You know, now they've got the rugby league in it, and it's like it's Australia wide. So incredible human. He's raised what, over $50 million for this disease. And one day there will be a cure for it, and there's no doubt it's not solely, but hugely based off the fundraising that he's done. So incredible human. We would love to see him. I think everyone would love to see him Australian of the Year at some stage.
Into part one.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.